Thanks for calling Toyota. This is Jan.
I just adopted a new best friend, and I'm looking for a Toyota so we can make the most out of summer.
With a new RAV4, you can take your pup for a drive up the coast. You can take a Prius to the park, or you can take a Tundra to kayak at a remote lake.
One problem, Jan.
Oh?
My new best friend's a cat.
Your summer starts here, but it all ends June 3rd. Toyota, let's go places. Dealer inventory may vary. See your participating Toyota dealer for details.
Visit your Front Range Toyota stores today. Toyota, let's go places.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Orange and blue sunset in Mile High, here in Broncos Country, let's get ready to ride. Russ and the rest are gonna light up the sky. We'll break it down after the game with the guys. Hometown heroes with their own sports bar, the best coverage in Denver. Don't go too far, just turn on DNVR. We are
Broncos Live, coming to you from Studio A here at the DNVR Ball, where the A stands for about how many more?
About time for Henry to pick up his trash. I hope we got that on camera. Henry just throwing trash on the floor of Studio A. Allie, what do you think of that?
We have a graphic.
You're just destroying your studio, Allie.
I'm not the one who left beer and water for 2 weeks.
No, I cleared the water out of the beer.
Damn it. No, well, see, look. There's that little orange ripped piece of paper at the bottom of the screen. Now it's behind that, so nobody can see. I'm not going to leave my garbage on the table or right here.
Yeah, but Henry, that's not the culture that we're trying to build here. We're not a 3-9 podcast. The Broncos are. We got to hold each other accountable.
Come on, Henry.
I saw zero garbage on the floor in the locker room today.
Doubt that.
Maybe they need more garbage.
Highly doubt
more garbage.
Actually, you just lied, because I think I, with help from Ryan, can point out that that's not true. There was a, you know how a lot of colleges send boxes to players? Oh, again.
More.
Wow. He's just losing it.
We have a guest coming up here after this. It's going to be all messy.
Jose here says, cancel Henry.
Wow. Yeah.
There was a,
Jose says it, it's done.
There was a Nebraska like care package box on the floor.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. There was a Nebraska
so definitely
package
trash.
On the floor.
Trash.
Exactly. That's what I thought you'd say.
It's definitely trash on the floor. Also, everyone's spats, I'm sure, were on the floor.
And spits.
Yep.
So nothing on the floor.
Locker room, not just the Broncos, but locker room's probably not very clean places.
We had a spicy video we were doing in there today, too.
Yeah, we were.
You guys did a spicy video?
It would be RK
in
approved.
The locker room?
Let's go. Yes. I love a spicy video.
Yeah.
Not like, I mean, it's a locker room, not like sexual spicy.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone thought that.
I mean, spicy video sounds.
There were a lot of naked people in there, though.
There were. That's, that was actually delayed a lot of our interviews.
It did. Yeah.
You're like, can you, we have a camera. Can you put some clothes on?
Yeah.
Henry and RG were talking about just, you know, peeking through it in the showers, maybe doing an interview in the shower.
That is not true. Like, that is not true. At worst, we said we could film from the waist up.
Anyways, let's move on.
Did you ever see that Reddit post? It's one of the greatest Reddit posts of all time, where there's like a picture that a reporter posted from the Mets locker room, and there's just a hog in the background.
Wow.
And then Reddit got a hold of it and went through like process of elimination trying to figure out who it was.
Oh, you could only
it was only
see
waist
it.
Down.
Oh my gosh, that is too funny. And did Reddit find out?
Well, I mean, presumably, like, they felt confident in their final answer.
So it was in a clubhouse, right?
Yeah.
Baseball. So you're talking 30 guys, 25.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 25-man roster. Mm-hmm. That's a thing.
Yeah, that is. There we go. Yeah,
it is a thing.
53. Yeah, 25.
Yeah.
Why do you need that many? Like, you need
Let's
like
not
nine
talk
guys.
About okay, players a baseball team needs.
But you need nights off from playing
backup catcher.
Baseball. Who needs a night off from baseball?
The pitchers.
Good point.
They do not.
Yes, well, they do.
Yeah, well, yes,
they do not.
They absolutely do. All right. So the headline here today.
No. Remember what we talked about at the beginning of the show?
I'm so bad at that.
Yeah, we really are.
I don't know what's happening.
Ryan goes, hey, yesterday was an off day. I'm like, we got to make sure we hit that. Once again. Wow.
Guys, I need your help again in the comments at the start of the show. I was on a heater, and I've completely lost my touch. DraftKings Sportsbook, presenting sponsor of this show. Appreciate them so much. They're actually like we haven't even started the show yet, so this is actually the top of the show. That was just
true.
Pre-show banter.
It's true.
A lot of banter.
BSB.
Yeah, exactly.
No, PSB.
PSB.
Sounds like something you don't want.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It could also be like a soccer club.
Jared wants it to be known that he reminded you.
I don't know. I'm thinking of PSG, which is Paris.
And now I'm thinking of PS2. And now I'm thinking Broncos.
Let's go. Speaking of our spicy and I'm thinking video. DraftKings. Yes. DraftKings Sportsbook Pick of the Week. We already did that. So they present this show. We appreciate them for that. Okay.
We do.
Let's get into this. And for that, we're going to need the Denver Broncos schedule because the question is, how many more wins this year? I mean, how many more wins really this year?
Well, should we go through the schedule really quick? And I'm just going to lay it out there so everyone can kind of, get their tongue wet?
No,
nope. I don't think it's that. Get their
definitely
wet.
Not that.
Get your tongue wet.
Get the appetite going.
Yeah. Appetite. You can wet your appetite.
Stoke your appetite.
That would stoke
There's
you. But yeah,
wet
wetting
one.
It. That would mean ending
wet
it. Though,
your
so.
Palate?
Wet your
that,
appetite.
I think that's what I meant.
Okay.
Like I think my like I ate the bag
like,
of chips.
I was thinking
I think
maybe like
get
your toes wet. Like you know, dip your toes in the water.
Is there anything that has to do with the tongue?
No, there's a wet.
Oh no.
There's definitely a wet. But not your tongue. The tongues are never involved in sayings.
Tongues are always wet, though.
They are. And
man,
I
maybe it's in my mind. I do this all the time. I text Ryan like, well.
He's like, is this a saying?
Yeah, once a month for an article. Yeah. I've got this great little line in the story. I'm like, is this a saying? He's like, never heard of it before.
I'm like, I think you're combining two things.
I thought it worked.
I combine two things. I combine it all.
Can
the
anybody
time.
Think of a single saying about a tongue?
Don't twist your tongue. Tongue twister.
Yeah, tongue twister is a thing. Yeah, okay, yeah. There we go.
Tied your tongue in a knot.
Oh, tongue in cheek.
Tongue in cheek.
Also, I think it's tongue in cheek, not tongue and cheek. Yep. Not to be nitpicky.
Have you ever eaten tongue?
Like, of course not.
Like the food version of this.
I had.
It's all the same thing though. Like it's.
It's not.
If you say like the food version of a tongue is still just a tongue. It's just like cooked, I guess.
Well, yeah, but I just meant like not in
like
a hu- not on a human body.
Tongue. Yeah, yeah.
It's
yeah.
like don't in Spanish isn't there a different word for fish the food and fish that's just a fish?
Yes.
Crazy. It's all just a fish.
That is crazy.
It's all just a fish. A fish is the same thing.
Yeah. I mean, cat had my tongue. As Daddy Beef said.
Oh, cat's got your tongue.
Wow.
Okay, a lot of tongue
All right, we're done with the tongue.
Is there a saying that doesn't include
wet
a tongue?
Wet your whistle.
Wet your whistle.
Oh,
there you go. There you go.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't even think that's what I was going for. I did have cow tongue soup in China, to answer your question.
Wow. Yeah. I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you.
How'd it go?
One and done. One bite. Okay. Yeah. The rule was on the trip, you had to try everything.
Did you have to take a bite with tongue in it?
Yeah, I think I had a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, I wouldn't let's move on.
Yeah.
Let's start with this week, the Chiefs.
Yes, the Chiefs. So they play the Chiefs this week at home. Then they host the Cardinals. So back-to-back home games after having back-to-back road games. Then they're on the road, of course, the Christmas special that everyone wants, going into Los Angeles to play the Rams. Then
what
on the road again. Back-to-back holidays where the Broncos are playing on the road, New Year's Day.
Better than the Broncos
Chiefs.
Playing at home on holiday.
You are right about that. Mm-hmm. That is for sure. And then they end the season out against the Chargers at home. So 5 games left. Currently, the Broncos are on a 4-game losing streak. Currently, the Broncos have lost 8 of their past 9 games.
By the way, Brendan mentions lengua, which is tongue. Like, it's often used in tacos. I've had it. Okay. Delicious.
Is it kind of like ground beef? Like, it's ground up like that?
Not really. Anyways.
Okay.
Okay.
Can you see like those spots and stuff on it?
Like
the texture?
I have a very spotty
I had a sandwich of beef tongue once.
Oh.
It was legitimately repulsive, and yes, you could see the little dots.
Oh no.
It was
that in an event for
the taco one?
I went to visit my grandma. When I was like a kid, and she was like a part of this like club, and like you could go there for lunch, and there was like a big
And like, they eat tongues? Yeah. Like, that sounds like a cult. Like a That's a cult, not a club.
It was like the tongue-eating cult? It was like a country club, a version of a country club. And then you would go there, and they had like a lunch buffet where you could pick from all these like freshly sliced meats. And she was like, you got to try this one. It's the best one. And I was like,
did she tell you what it was before?
Yes.
Wow.
And I tried it, and I was like, that is, it tastes exactly like what you would think eating a tongue would feel like.
But isn't that, it's like, it's a weird, it's like, what does a mirror look like if there's nothing in it, you know? Like, if there was no reflection, what would a mirror look like? It's the same thing where it's like, the tongue is what does the tasting. So how could you taste a tongue?
I don't know.
Like, what? How could you expect a tongue to taste
anything? All right, Broncos Chiefs.
Why does it so much? What? Usually the show makes me hungry. I feel sick
it's
now.
The opposite. But lengua tacos are actually fire.
Can we move on?
Okay. Thank Broncos you. Chiefs, that's an L.
yes, that is an L. Are you guys surprised at the spread?
Nine?
Yeah.
9.5?
Still
no?
under 10.
No.
So many close games. Like, so many unders. Like, the scores just are closer together in under games.
I'm surprised by it.
I mean, I know which side I'm absolutely taking the Chiefs.
Sure. Even with the spread?
Oh, absolutely.
See, that's how I feel, though. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, how has it not gone above 10?
I don't feel that way. It's a home game with this defense.
Okay.
I think it will probably be close for a while.
Okay.
So if they cover, I think it's going to be like a late cover.
Also, Patrick Mahomes, though.
Yeah, Lamar Jackson.
Who? Spicy video.
Tyler Huntley,
yes. Yeah. But also Lamar Jackson played in that game.
We did talk to Lamar Jackson today.
I was thinking of the Broncos Lamar Jackson. That's where my brain is at.
Well, that's, of course, you're what dialed. Goes to Everybody's the top always of your thinking head.
Broncos Lamar Jackson.
So, yeah, so the Chiefs this week, that's a loss.
Yeah, it's a loss.
And then so let's just go through and say what we think's a win-loss, and then after we're going to go through and rank them and how, and, like, which one's the most winnable.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yep.
All right, Cardinals Broncos.
Loss.
It's a loss.
I'm saying win.
Oh. Wow. So what's your thought process?
Yeah.
The Cardinals are really bad. The Broncos are also really bad, but the Broncos are at home.
Cardinals have won like 5 games, right?
No, they've won 4.
Really?
Yeah.
Man, and they gave their GM and head coach
and quarterback
and quarterback extensions. I mean, wow, the similarities. Now, obviously, Nathaniel Hackett and George Payton didn't get extensions, but they got pretty much new deals outside of George Payton being on just his second year. That's kind of crazy, the similarities there.
Yeah, and I also comped Kyler Murray to Russell Wilson coming out of the draft.
Yep.
Wow. And you're actually seeing some of the same things bother Kyler. Like, when he's hurt and he can't run around as much, he becomes significantly less impactful.
Yep. I think I got Cardinals by a mile. I think this is going to be like a Panthers-type game. Where it just gets ugly.
No.
Man, okay, so here's why I'm taking the Cardinals as well, is the Cardinals can score points.
Exactly.
Not really.
Well,
they can,
yeah,
though.
They can, and let's just look recently. 24 points, 10 points, so that's a dud. Then 27 points, 21, 26.
Okay.
So, I mean,
they scored 9 against the Seahawks. They scored 12 against the Rams.
Yep, you're going back pretty far, though.
They scored well, that was the last time Kyler was healthy.
He's healthy right now, right?
Did he play in the Chargers game? I didn't see it.
Yes, he did. Yeah, okay. He was actually had more passing yards than Justin Herbert.
Easy to
enough.
Do.
191.
Yep. Oh, no, that's not true. He had 274, Justin Herbert. So, yeah, but you're right. Kyler had 191.
Okay. You're right. They can score. I would. They scored 10 on the 49ers.
Yep.
But that was without Colt Kyler. McCoy. It's just hard to judge them.
However, I don't, Ryan, think you're like crazy. If you would have picked the Chiefs this week, I would have thought you were absolutely crazy. You're not crazy for picking the Broncos right now to beat the Cardinals because of what the defense could do to them, and their defense isn't that good. So maybe the Broncos get 17, and that's all they need.
Yep. All right. Broncos at Rams on Christmas Day.
27 hours ago. I felt so confident. Wow, about it. I was like, really? "This is Baker their win. Effect. They're winning." But the Baker effect. There's a real chef now cooking.
If you can lose to Sam Darnold, you can lose to Baker Mayfield.
Exactly. I mean, Baker's a better draft pick than him, right?
Yep.
2 spots higher. So this scares me, and I haven't decided if they're gonna win this one. I need about 30 more seconds. What do you guys think?
I've got the Rams.
I've got the Rams as well, and the reason is because the Broncos never do well on holidays.
Wow.
Huh.
Never.
Really?
What about, and so it's probably worse on road holidays.
Even worse. Think about it. There was the, I can never remember the, because the Christmas Eve games and New Year's Eve games are always one week after each other, so I never know which ones are which. There was the Raiders game where it was raining. There was like the slip in the long punt return.
That was New Year's, yep.
I think this one was Christmas Eve, was the Don Terry Poe jumping touchdown pass.
Yeah, that was Christmas. That was...
There was, oh gosh, there's like three or four of these in recent memory where the Broncos just lay absolute, the Drew Locke, Jerry Jeudy 90-yard touchdown game. I believe that was on one of those two holidays.
It was the second one. It was the New Year's Eve-ish holiday. Yep.
That was a loss. This
even with that, that was a loss.
Yeah. The only win I remember recently was the Shelby Harris knockdown game against Derek Carr. Huh. I think that was New Year's Day.
Okay, and they're not playing Derek Carr.
Cost them five draft picks.
Yes, it did. And Baker Mayfield, what type of quarterback is he going to be for the Rams? He may start tomorrow on Thursday Night Football for him. How bad are their quarterbacks, and how bad of a quarterback situation were they
in? I mean, have you watched them? That's really bad.
No, I haven't, because they've been so bad. I don't want to watch them. Yeah.
You're watching too much Red Zone. It's really bad. I would start Baker Mayfield in a heartbeat.
I would too, and man.
You're also kind of setting him up for failure, but I just don't think you really care.
I mean, it's Baker Mayfield. Like, he's probably going to fail anyway.
Wow. You're going to allow that to that hate, Ryan?
I mean, he is going to fail because they're bad.
Yeah.
If he went to the Niners, I would have said he's going to succeed.
Really? I can't get there. He's just not. Man. He peaked. He had, like, some fun early on. He just doesn't do much.
He gets hurt a lot.
What do you do here?
Exactly.
Great question.
Ryan,
is that what the question you guys asked in the locker room today?
Yeah.
That would be spicy.
That's so spicy, dude. That's great. What exactly would you say you do here? Imagine what they would answer.
I'd play football.
I wouldn't even know.
They might just punch. They might just start swinging.
Yeah.
Maybe. I've heard it's pretty contentious in there these days.
I don't know. But what's crazy, both of these teams, the Rams and the Broncos, both started 2-1. Since then, since then, they've each won one game. They've each won one game, and the Rams are on a 6-game losing streak, and they have lost 8 of their past 9 as well. And they play the Raiders and Green Bay on the road before this Broncos game. We're going to be looking at two teams with the exact same record, two teams with... also losing like 10 of their past 11 coming into this game. How are they going to sell that to the national TV?
Honestly, like, have you ever heard about how, like, sometimes when a baseball game gets rained out, it doesn't affect the standings at the end of the season, they just don't make it up?
Yeah.
That's what they should do with this one. Just be like, oh, it actually doesn't matter.
Pull it.
Yeah, no game.
That would be a Christmas miracle, is what they say. It's on the road. I gotta go Rams. I mean, I want to give the Broncos a benefit. I just can't. Yikes.
So crazy that, like, you've got Russell Wilson going up against Baker Mayfield, and you think that you're outmatched.
Yeah, it's really true.
Yep.
It's a sad state of affairs.
It really is. All right, then back to the Chiefs on the road. That's a loss.
Nope.
And then finally, Chargers at home. The exactly who I thought they were Chargers.
Yeah, it's very true. And Ryan, are they going to be playing for anything? I think that could be a big question here. So let me pull up the standings right now, because the Chargers are one game out of first place, or I'm sorry, out of the playoffs right now. Here we go. They're one game back of the Jets for the playoffs. Jets, maybe not trending in the right direction. Chargers 6-6, Patriots 6-6. Then you have the Jets at 7-5.
All right. So on the schedule between now and then for the Chargers, Dolphins on Sunday Night Football.
Well, that's tough.
Probably a loss.
Okay.
It is a toss up though. Titans at home.
Toss up.
That is tough.
Okay. Chargers at Colts. Colts undefeated against the AFC West.
It's absurd. They're going to win that.
They should, but it's closer to toss-up than definite in my mind.
Okay.
That's fair.
Then they get the Rams at home.
That's a win.
Probably win the LA Derby.
Should be a win.
And then it goes to that Broncos game. So I'm going to say they lose two of those. That gets them to 8 losses going into the Broncos game.
8 wow. losses and 9-8 could make it. So right yep. now it's not crazy to say that that game could mean something.
And the Jets have Bills, Lions, Jags, Seahawks, Dolphins. So again, like a couple losses in there for sure.
I'll say the Broncos win this. They'll be playing for something, which is to not get swept by the AFC West.
Man. The only team in the AFC that has not won a division game now. Now. Yep. And the Broncos still have 3 more opportunities.
They have 3 more opportunities. We've already written off 2. Maybe they pull off a miracle in one of those. It honestly wouldn't surprise me with the defensive quality. But I think that's what the Broncos are playing for here. They have one last game to do something, which is knock the Chargers out of the playoffs. I think they win this game somewhere in the range of like 13-9.
13-9. Oh, baby, just how we want to finish the season.
Yep.
Does it happen with like a Drew Lock-esque walk-off type of performance with Russ, though? It leaves everyone with a little good taste in their mouth heading into the offseason?
No, what happens is... Austin Eckler, so there's 8 seconds left. The Chargers are driving like every team does on the Broncos at the end of the game.
They
need a touchdown to win because they're down 4.
Yep.
Justin Herbert drops back there at the 8-yard line. He swings it out to Austin Eckler. There's no one around.
Oh.
But Austin Eckler catches it, starts running towards the pylon. Out of nowhere, a Broncos player, let's say... Alex Singleton,
of course,
the headliner,
course, yeah.
Dives in, punches the ball right before the goal line, goes out of the end zone.
Wow.
Touchback, wow. Broncos win. Wow.
So you just hate Colorado kids is what I'm getting from this story.
Exactly. That's what
I hear. Jeez, that's brutal. I'm shocked you don't have a Justin Herbert interception because the just who you thought they were Chargers, isn't this just who you thought he was, Justin Herbert?
I haven't really said much about him turning the ball over. I just said he can't he can't win anything meaningful.
Can't put a team on his back.
Yeah. He can win the social media, though.
Man, is he good social media?
Not like personally, just does things that everyone's my God, Justin Herbert.
It's really true. Yeah, Zach Wilson did that coming out. That one pass maybe got him second overall.
Yes. Crazy.
Incredible. What also is incredible is our friends over at Athletic Greens. If you want to feel incredible, if you want to throw Zach Wilson passes, just one little play will get you millions of dollars and then eventually get you benched, but you'll be fine because you have millions of dollars. Check out our friends over at Athletic Greens, because at Athletic Greens, all you do is take one scoop in the morning when you wake up, put it in with about 8 ounces of water, and it's going to get your day started off well because it's going to get you packed with vitamins, minerals, probiotics, whole food source superfoods, and adaptogens to get your day started right. And what's great about it is it gives you energy, helps your digestion, and it's just so simple, all in one scoop. It costs less than a cup of coffee per day, and it has over 7,000 five-star reviews. So if you want to get in, we've got a deal for you. Go to athleticgreens.com/Broncos. And if you go there, you're going to get 1 free year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs. We use and love Athletic Greens, and we think you will too. So go to athleticgreens.com/Broncos.
And also head on over to FOCO. They've got all sorts of really cool stuff. They've got the bobbleheads. They've got the Christmas ornaments. They have the what do you call the thing that you keep wearing, Ryan?
I would call that a hoodie blanket.
A warm poncho?
Yeah, because you hear about rain ponchos.
Yeah. What about a warm poncho?
It's a cold warm poncho. Yeah.
Or honestly, like wearing that to one of these cold games at the end of the season would be epic.
Well, and what you can do too with it is you can like layer up underneath.
You That's can. Nice. You That's can do nice. Anything
go,
you baby. Want. In
you
this,
can even
really.
Go hunting in that.
You could, because deer can't see the color orange.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. That. I
Maybe
guess.
Russell Wilson is a deer.
Maybe he's a deer. Wow. We need a whole podcast. We can't
do
that right
we
now.
We just talked to Russ today. I wish you would have told me that yesterday, and I could have asked him today.
Yes. Next time we're in there, just look like his eyes a little bit like further back on the side of his head. You know?
Long, does he have incredible legs. Hearing?
Maybe he's listening.
We'll have to whisper
right
about him. Oh, whisper God. About him. Yeah. Okay. Well, there's one idea. But also another idea, buy this because it's really warm and looks cool. Also, you can do that. Foco, they've got all sorts of good stuff. There's a link in the YouTube description below to get over there. You can also just go to Foco yourself. Use the code DNVR for 10% off all non-presale items. It's an awesome deal for an awesome partner. So get in on all of that.
How about us?
I love us.
I did too.
Check us out. Become a member at thednvr.com and you get all sorts of incredible things, including 15% off every single time you come to the bar, 20% off every single time you buy merch, 20% off every single time you come to an event.
Keep going, baby.
Free shirt at sign up. And then every year after that, that's a new benefit that we've added. So
every year you get a free shirt.
Every year that you renew, you get a free shirt. Just tons and tons and tons of incredible deals from us here at DNVR. So become a DNVR member. Stop throwing things on the floor.
Oh, my gosh. Now he's throwing his clothes on the floor.
It's on my clothes.
Yeah, become a diehard.
Podcast listeners might not know what that means.
Stop throwing stuff on the floor.
Oh, we're not naked. Henry's just honestly,
you're going to have to look on the YouTube to see.
That's true. Yeah, you have to check out our YouTube. Okay, so I think we obviously have a general idea of where we're going to go ranking these games. Actually, Ryan kind of threw me off because he does have a win here. No, you got two wins here already.
Wow.
For the Broncos. But I think this is an interesting conversation. Five games left. So you give a ranking, one being the easiest?
Okay. Well, I would say we rank them in terms of what results you're most confident in.
Yep.
Meaning number five, you're giving all five confidence points to the Broncos losing at Arrowhead.
Yep. I am.
Yep. I think that's unanimous. I think number four might be the same too.
Is that you, Ryan? At Arrowhead?
At Arrowhead is the number five. Loss at Arrowhead, the most confident thing I have.
Why is it December in Arrowhead
every year?
I mean, come on. What are we doing here?
It's not like the Chargers played there like week one?
Yeah.
I was like, that is so nice.
Yeah, and someone today pointed out, Patrick Mahomes is like the best in the snow. And it could easily be snowing then. Probably not going to be snowing in September.
No,
but probably not.
The NFL schedule makers are just like,
I think that ends next year. Because they're just like tired of the Broncos giving us, like, the fact that the Broncos got flexed out of Sunday Night Football at the end of the season, they're going to be like, all right, just play them in like week one.
Yeah. Get it over with.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So number two, you going this weekend? Because I'm going this weekend. Chiefs.
As I look at this, yes. So four confidence points to Chiefs beating Broncos this weekend.
Yep.
Man, that means that the streak hits not 14 losses to the Chiefs, but 15 losses to the Chiefs. Justin Simmons was drafted here right after the Broncos won the Super Bowl. He has never beaten the Chiefs. Wrap your mind around that. Justin Simmons, who's like one of the most tenured guys on the Broncos, has never beat the Chiefs.
Insane.
And then another insane thing.
Is the only player on the roster who's beat the Chiefs in Denver, Brandon McManus?
Yep, because it was Vaughn and B-Mac, and now it's just B-Mac. But speaking of Vaughn, man, brutal.
Oh, yeah, that sucks, especially because he said personally on his Twitch, like, I'm fine. Like, I just need to like rest or something.
He said he was going to be back this week against the Jets. What's nuts, too, how in today's modern-day imaging did they not know he had a torn ACL before going into the surgery?
It's crazy.
I have no idea. Maybe it was all just a ruse.
Ooh.
Oh. And he knew the whole time.
We love a ruse.
He's like, let's get to the Von cast some views here.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, smart. What was that? Oh, Patrick Mahomes has never lost a road AFC West game.
What?
Isn't that insane? Like, the division opponents you play, which are supposed to be really tough games, he's never lost a road one.
Wow. I mean, this is like, they're doing the exact same thing that the Broncos did with Peyton Manning.
Yep.
Remember they won like 15 in a row on the road or something in the AFC West?
Yep, exactly. And the Broncos streak, the Chiefs have won 13 straight, but the Broncos had, was it 8 straight before then?
Yep. All right, I'm giving my 3 confidence points to the Broncos beating the Cardinals.
Whoa, a win.
Yep.
Wow. What happened? You loved Cliff. You loved Kyler. What's happened to you?
Well, they normally fall off a cliff.
That's true, yeah.
Second half of the season. This season, they never even climbed the cliff to fall off. So then it's not as bad of a fall? It's not as bad of a fall, yeah.
Yeah, because there's no hope.
Yeah.
As
it's like
know.
The opposite of, and this applies to Kyler Murray, My stepdad used to say, like, if you had to fight someone bigger than you, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. The further they fall.
It's
the opposite for Kyler Murray. Like, the smaller they are, he doesn't have to fall far at all.
That's true. And speaking of Kyler Murray being short, the Broncos wide receivers, Cortland Sutton, we found out today, not going to play this week. Very likely not going to play. So that means it's a bunch of shorter receivers.
Yeah.
Their tallest receiver on the roster is Brandon Johnson. He's 6'2". After that, you have
longest,
like,
too.
Yeah.
Jerry?
Very, very hung. Yes.
Jesus.
Yeah. Wow. Well, you, that's what you were referring
to. No, I did it.
Too.
I did it. It's the same thing as always.
I'm referencing Justin Alton's Hung Young quote. That's it.
Hung Young Johnson.
But yeah, I mean, then you're looking at Jerry Jeudy at 6 foot. Then you're looking at, you got a couple of guys, Montrell, 5'10". That's what you're looking at.
Yep.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yes, it is bad.
Should they try out short offensive linemen too? Just like open up the passing lanes?
They already have the short quarterback.
That's what I mean. Like, everyone will just be smaller. So it's like you're living on a different level.
I wonder if any coach has ever like come in and said, I just give me the smallest team you can. Just give me the smallest football
players.
It's Brian
in the Madden League.
Yeah, I guess so.
John Elway did the opposite. He said, I want height. I want height everywhere.
Makes sense.
Give me Brock.
It's big guys.
Wouldn't that be something? You know, going small ball in the NBA?
Yeah.
Going small ball on NFL offense.
That's not going to be a good idea.
Not a good idea. No, not a good idea.
For my three, I'm third most confident that the Denver Broncos are going to, man, it feels wrong to say it does, but lose to, no, yes, lose to the Chargers at home.
Okay. Wow.
It feels wrong to say because they beat the Chargers once a year.
Okay, fair enough.
My third is the Cardinals, but it's a loss. That's the one that the rest of them I'm most confident in.
That's such an interesting one to pick here.
So you two are flipped
on
just the team.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm. My number two is going to be, I am second least confident in the Broncos losing to the Rams.
Yeah, you sound pretty not confident with that.
Yeah.
Losing to the Rams. Okay, and Henry?
Losing to the Chargers.
Losing to the Chargers, and I'm going to go, I'm fourth most confident, boy, in the Broncos beating, and the Broncos losing, I'm sorry, to the Cardinals. Because the next one for me, the one that I'm least confident about, is the Broncos losing to the Rams. Like, I mean, that's a coin flip for me. So that one can go either way. And I hope I'm wrong. I hope I'm right about the confidence being low and wrong about the result. Because a 3-14 team, wow.
Yeah.
I can't comprehend that.
No. I do think they're going to win one. I just can't look at any of these games and say they're gonna win that one. Like, if you're making bets, you're betting against them in all of them, but just, odds are one you're gonna get screwed up. But we have the same one though. The least confident is the loss to the Rams.
Pick I'm least confident in is the Broncos beating the Chargers. The number one reason I feel this way is because the Chargers have the ability to make one big play, which is all you need to beat the Broncos.
Yep.
That's a real shame.
Dang, one big play.
Yep.
That's like depressing. When
55-yard
like
touchdown,
that.
Game over.
You're right, though. You're right. So then, see, Henry, you mentioned odds. Do you think the Broncos will be favored in any of these games moving forward?
I do.
Oh.
Home to the Cardinals, I think they will be.
I think that one, and I think the Rams game, there's a chance. If they beat the Cardinals, then yes.
What if Baker like looks decent, though?
Then no.
Yeah.
That would be a real shame.
Well, we have the initial line for the Cardinals game. Broncos at home are 1 point
dogs
favorites.
Oh,
wow.
1 point favorites, but
of course, over under?
That could change. 39.
Wow, under again.
Oh, man.
This is crazy. All right. What else do we need to tell the people about?
We need to tell the people about something that we love here at DNVR, and that is DraftKings Sportsbook. I mean, we're just talking about them. The cool thing, what I like about DraftKings, you can kind of get an idea of what lines are going to be because they already have lines up for next week. I found that line, Broncos favored by one, over at DraftKings Sportsbook, and Chiefs going into the Texans next week. This week, the Texans are playing the Cowboys. 17-point line there. Do you guys think the Chiefs are favored by more or fewer points than the Texans are, than the Cowboys are? That makes sense at all.
Cowboys versus Texans.
Cowboys versus Texans, line 17. The following week, Texans versus Chiefs. You think the line is more than 17 or less than 17?
More.
I think it. I would think more, but the framing makes me think less.
Well, you're right. You're right. To be fair, I would have thought more as well, but it's less. It is 14, and the reason for that is the Cowboys are at home, and the Chiefs are going into Dallas. But anyways, you can look at or Houston. You can go and get those lines over at DraftKings Sportsbook. One of the things that I love about DraftKings Sportsbook is for each and every NFL game, they have a weekly special that they throw up there. The one for the Broncos this week is called Fresh from the Field. Don't really know where that comes from, but it's Travis Kelce, 100-plus receiving yards, plus Courtland Sutton, 75-plus receiving
yards.
You
like that?
No, I don't like that. Courtland Sutton is not going to play. It hasn't been officially declared, but he's not going to play, so I don't like that. What I'm saying is I like that they have weekly okay. specials every week, and you can get those over at DraftKings Sportsbook. So check them out. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook. Go to the App Store. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code DNVR when you sign up. And if you bet $5 on any NFL game, new users will get $150 in their account. So check them out. DraftKings, use that code DNVR, and make sure to see our show notes for details.
And also, eat some pizza from Sexy Pizza.
Nice.
They have so many different pizzas. They have pepperoni pizzas. They have the veggie pizzas.
That's good. That's
the cheese
good.
Pizzas.
They have the pizzas that every pizza place has.
Plus, they have pizzas with green chilies on them.
Ah, now you're talking. Yeah. Now you're speaking my language.
There we go. So the normal pizzas, the abnormal pizzas, they're all at Sexy Pizza.
They don't call them abnormal pizzas, though. Like, no. That makes it sound
they probably
a little
call
weird.
Them specialty pizzas? Yeah.
Probably. There you
probably,
go.
Probably.
Or sexy pizzas.
But
yes, abnormally sexy.
You know what else they might call them? Philanthropies.
Yes.
Those are the pizzas that are made by nonprofit organizations.
I thought you were going to say made by a guy named Phil.
Could be. I don't know who works
at
Sexy Pizza.
And all the money goes to him.
Wow. No, it does not. It goes to the charity.
Yeah, yeah.
It goes
to the charity.
Right. Yeah. So not all of it. About half of it. They split the profits with those charities. There we go. There's the word. It's an awesome thing that they do. And if you go to www.sexy.pizza, which is a really cool website, you can use the code SEXYDNVR15, capital S on the sexy, the rest of the sexy, not capital, capital DNVR15. 15% off. It's an awesome deal. And that works through January 8th. That's about a month. So go do that. www.sexy.pizza.
Hank, when you talk to people, do you say you're sexy with a capital S?
Very few
but
people.
But none of the rest
deserving.
Of the letters.
Well, I mean, it just.
That's how.
Man. You have to be clear. Because if you say capital sexy, people might think, oh, all caps, sexy, S-E-X.
Right.
Why?
Right. Yeah. Of course.
You
of course.
Are capital sexy.
Well, if you want to look capital S sexy, you should get some swag from our friends over at SportsFan. Mm-hmm. They have all sorts of heat there. Christmas coming around. You could probably, if your family is chill, you could probably do all of your Christmas shopping at SportsFan.
Oh,
if your family sucks, you're probably going to have to hit up like a mall. But if your family's chill, then you could just go to SportsFan on your way to the DNVR Broncos tailgate this week. Yeah. In fact, I had a DM say, ask me, and I actually don't know the answer, so if anyone in the room wants to answer this, if there's a place where they could store all the things they want to buy at SportsFan while they go to the Broncos game.
Oh, that's a great question.
That is a great
thinking,
question.
Like, maybe someone can just put it in their car and bring it back to the bar for them because they're taking the bus. So.
Yeah.
Well, we can maybe figure something out. But they're planning on buying a lot of stuff from SportsFan.
Yeah.
Probably because they have a chill family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But even if you don't have a chill family and you have to go to a mall, there's one in Park Meadows.
Yes, you
can
just hit it up for yourself while you're there. So check out our friends over at SportsFan. Get some unique merch, some really cool stuff that they have over there. Much better than what you could get at the team store, in my opinion.
Totally agree.
And you support a local business.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And Sexy Pizza also being local.
Very local.
Denver. Very local. Yeah, Denver. And speaking of local, our comment section... pretty much as local as it gets, because it's the DNVR fam.
That's true.
Wow. Yeah. Well, sure.
Family's I mean, I would local, say it's international, which is the opposite of local. But
I know.
It's local, like international. You know?
Yes.
They feel local.
It's close in heart, but miles apart.
Wow. Yeah. Did you just come up with that?
No, definitely not. Wow. My fiance's grandma says that.
So, oh. Yeah,
stole it
from her. Does she live nearby?
Probably not. Is that close?
Oh. It's close in heart, but miles apart.
Yeah. Miles apart. okay, let's hop into the comment section. First one coming in from Thomas says, thanks so much for the pod, boys. Just moved
out to Western New York
before the start of the season, and that's when I started listening. It's felt like a long-lost family. Great coverage and breakdowns. Snowman emoji.
I wonder why.
It looks like, from this angle of not being able to see much, it looks like it's a snowman celebrating.
Happy snowman. Western New York, probably a lot of snow there.
Yeah, well, probably 6 feet.
And they have the
ago.
Bills. They probably are happy snowmen.
Yeah.
Not like that's these true. Sad snowmen here.
Yeah, we do have some sad snowmen.
This is like a snowman after like a 70-degree day, yeah, and it's melted. That's exactly what it looks this like.
Missing an arm. From Brandon Curry. Visiting for my first home Denver game Sunday. Can't wait to meet and discuss lakes, if fishing is a sport, and what tongues are best to eat.
Wow. That's going to be such a big day.
Who talks about all that?
Not us.
Okay. No, that'd be weird.
That would be very weird.
I would like if people came with like notes of like all the things that like just like, okay, so you said this thing about tongues. Can you clarify that?
There would be too many ones of being like, be Zach, weird. You're so stupid.
Oh, wow.
Oh, we'd all be stupid. Say that We're all stupid.
Oh, no.
Chad Fouch says, what will be the highest scoring game of the year for the Broncos? And was it against the Raiders for 23 points? I mean, Chad, great question. This kind of fits into our conversation. Uh-huh. Will the Broncos score 24 points or more in any of these five games?
No.
Hell no.
The crazy thing is, all season you look at it, it's like, oh, they're scoring 14 points a game. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever. They'll have a couple games eventually. Like, it's still early in the season. Like, it's just a fluky type deal. They're just going to finish with these numbers. This is, like, just legitimately who they are. This is an all-time bad offense.
Yes, it is. It does. And it's only getting worse because of injury.
It's so true.
It's very true. No Cortland this week, likely. And as you said, Henry, every game I kind of go into it thinking, is this the one, though?
Yeah.
This could be the one. Yeah. And it just never has been. Okay, so then you guys say no.
Brandon said that's your combos over the past year. We know.
Which game has the best chance of going over, though, in the last five ones?
Wow. I mean, I honestly think it's one of the Chiefs games. Just because the Chiefs are going to score so much, the Broncos will have no choice but to put up numbers, you know? Like, there's no more of this three tight end run the ball stuff when you're down 21-3.
Yeah, it's a good point. I'm going to go Cardinals because I just... Vance Joseph. Is that the first Vance Joseph revenge game?
Yes, it is.
Wow. How about that?
Yes.
Wow.
Very well. That could be that one. I don't think any of them. Chargers. I would say Chargers has a shot.
Did I say something weird?
Nope.
Okay. No. You're totally right.
Okay.
Nothing at all.
I think I know.
Okay. So let's get into the comment section on the website.
The comments.
Actually, I definitely don't know. I'm questioning everything I've said.
No, Zach.
You should.
Yeah, I should.
Everything. You should just feel like highly unconfident about everything.
Be confident.
What? But it doesn't matter because I'm getting a little Windy City Bronco right now. Says, imagine for the moment that you are George Payton and you didn't extend Wilson this in the offseason. Given that scenario, one, would you have signed Wilson to the extension early in the season, likely paying a similar amount? Two, wait until the offseason this year and then maybe look to extend him knowing what we know now. Maybe franchise tag him. Three, move on from Wilson in the offseason. Then my question is, how do you move on with our lack of draft capital? It's easy to judge the extension of Wilson harshly in hindsight, but if you didn't do that, what would you do?
You would not be re-signing him. We're at the point where, like, if he didn't have that contract, you'd be saying, oh, can you just cut him in the offseason, move on? And no, he'd probably be cheap enough that you'd keep him for the last year or two or last year, yeah.
Next year he'd be like 24 mil, I think.
Why not? Just give it another run, you know? But, I mean, you're not trying to extend him right now.
Shout out to the commenter who has taken note of my outfits.
Yeah.
I told Allie today as I was leaving the house, gonna need more Buffs gear because I'm starting to run out.
Yeah, I was actually wondering when the streak will stop.
Wow.
It'll stop.
It depends. Like, might get a laundry day in here, you know, and start the cycle
true.
All over again.
Or I have this scenario. You're not gonna like it. Do you want to hear it?
No.
Okay.
Okay, well, yes.
Okay, you do. The Buffs start 0-3 next year with their third loss being at home
to the
Rams.
Get out.
I mean, how bad would that be?
It's not possible.
Yeah, probably.
It is not possible.
Well, it's possible, I'll tell you that, because I just saw what these Denver Broncos did this year.
I'm actually sad I already burned my 1990 National Championship shirt.
Why'd you burn it?
I didn't burn it. I mean, I wore it.
Oh, wow. You got to be clear about that
word.
Yeah,
sorry. I mean, I used, like you burned a pitcher, you know?
Right.
Okay.
Because we have Charles Johnson on, 1990 National Champion.
Hell yeah.
Just here in a few minutes. So if you're a Buffs fan, tune in for that. Or if you're just, you know, cool.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great one.
Yes.
He's awesome.
All right. Next question.
Coming in from Drew Peacock says, "Hey, fellas, I really enjoyed the pod yesterday, and I love the thought-provoking criticism that y'all had for George Payton. Obviously, this has been a disappointing year for the entire team, especially for George. All the points brought up against him are completely fair. However, yesterday's pod solidified my belief that Payton should be back next year. I believe that when you make aggressive moves, you can't give up on the move after 1 year. I think that we need to see this thing get run back and that George needs to be one to oversee it. If after next year we see the same on-field results, then I'd be it'd be reasonable to move on from both Russ and George. However, firing him now would be disappointing. George trading for Russ was a swing for the fences, and so far it looks like he has come up short. But I'd personally much rather have a GM who effed up trying to hit a home run than a GM who was scared to swing. There are GMs who've been around for years and never had the cojones to make a move like George did. And aside from having some massive stones...
Where's
wow,
the TLDR?
We're getting a lot of... under the belt references here.
I love that.
I think the rest of the GM skills has earned him some grace. I know what many of us have grown frustrated and impatient with him over the years, and anyone who feels that way is completely justified. Even as frustrated as I am myself, I still have confidence in George Payton. At the end of the day, George will have to pay the price if he misses on another big time move. But until then, I'll happily get behind the man who's willing to shoot his shot.
Very reasonable.
Yes, quite reasonable.
He does point to guys not shooting their shot. John Elway never really swung again on a quarterback after he missed on Paxton Lynch, and even that wasn't a big swing. I do have a question for you, Drew Peacock. Are you giving this same leniency to Nathaniel Hackett?
Great question. Nathaniel Hackett hasn't done anything right yet, though.
What's the best thing Nathaniel Hackett has done?
Positivity.
I would say the best thing he's done is not have the facial hair that he currently has.
That honestly came to my mind, too. It's like, girl,
is it a losing goatee? What is it?
I don't know.
A Fu Manchu?
It's a goatee, I
think. It's a goatee?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's growing in thick now. Did you see it today?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot.
He's committed.
He's working on it.
He is committed.
All right, next one's from the Chad. Well, I finally bit the bullet and signed up for the annual membership and got me a free DNVR shirt.
Yeah.
It's funny now. I enjoy this podcast much more than the actual Broncos at this point. You guys bring me a lot of joy every week, which very much so helps with the chronic disappointment of watching the Broncos.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say thank you for all you guys do. Now for an actual question. Looking into the crystal ball, what moves do you think George Payton will actually make this offseason to right the ship? Surely Hackett is gone. But beyond that, do you think we will see any blockbuster swing for the fences type moves or a few pieces here and there?
I think it may be more so what the Broncos lose in the offseason. Potentially losing a Draymond Jones to open up $15, $20 million to then spend on the offensive side. And those big spends, I'm not quite sure if there's going to be a big spend on the offensive side. I think we may be looking at, you know, two offensive linemen that they each pay $10 million to. The big moves, I mean, the juicy offseason was this offseason, this past one.
Yep. Will the biggest contract be over or under the Randy Gregory contract?
Under.
14 mil.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's just got to be under with.
I think it's under
Russ's contract and the lack of salary cap space.
All right. Last one we have time for here from Nathaniel. I've got to be better, Hackett.
Wow.
I like Zach's argument for firing Payton. The only thing I'm concerned about is his replacement. Who will be leading the GM search with these new owners who really aren't football people? Is there really a better option besides the Titans ex-GM? I bet if Hackett is gone, Payton is too, and even more likely vice versa. Also, RK, when are we going to hear about that hangover cure?
When they pay you.
Well, exactly. Good answer.
No, we've made it clear.
But the question is, how do they know to pay us if you're not going to tell them who they... Well, then I guess that would defeat the point.
Right, exactly. I can't get
those
free ads. Have
you reached out?
Yeah, so there's just a mystery.
I believe Parker has reached out.
Okay, good.
Well, then it is on them.
Yeah. Otherwise, you'd just be... hoping a hangover cure person hears this and reaches out to say, like, hey, is it us?
If I ever do share my secrets, it will be on Twitter.
I gotta say, when I looked it up, they were sold out everywhere. So,
Secret
must be out.
Wow.
Secret must be out. That's
I did tell one person who hit my DMs, and I should have never said that because now I'm going to have 20 DMs about this.
I'm going into those DMs right now. Wow. Okay, so the question was about a GM. Who will be leading the GM search?
The owners.
It would be Greg Penner.
Yeah, yep. and
Kerry Walton Penner.
Exactly, and you really lean on Damani Leach, a guy who's been around football for a long time, the NFL. He knows people, so it would be them. And
I don't think it's happening.
Fair. Yep, we'll know in a month.
Yep,
we will know in a month.
Month and 2 days.
All right, well, you guys will know when... We know we have one more super chat that we will get to before we get out of here. From Gilly? It says, good pod, Hawks fan here. Russ needs a Tate, Baldwin, Lockett. His play has declined, missing easy passes. Your receivers drop everything. Russell Wilson has always been third and long and banks on the explosive play.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's exactly what we talked about earlier this week about needing to get a playmaker in here to just get someone where Russ feels so comfortable, whether it's just throwing the ball deep, whether it's throwing a jump ball, whether it's just getting to him on a slant and making a play. We thought that Jerry Jeudy may be that guy, but that's not been the case, so they need to do that this offseason. Maybe that's the biggest move they make.
Maybe. You need speed.
Oh, that would be surprising to me.
As opposed to offensive line?
Yeah, I mean, I can see a speed receiver, but I think it's going to be in the draft.
Yep.
Kind of taking another roll of the dice.
Could be.
Hopefully someone whose hamstrings are intact.
Unless it's A.J. Brown, a DeAndre Hopkins, like one of the premier receivers, kind of forces his way out, and you use that first pick you got from San Francisco to trade for him.
Potentially.
Yep.
It would be an interesting move. All right, appreciate all of you guys for tuning in. Like I said, tune in just a few minutes to our Buffs Pod if you're interested. We have national champion Charles Johnson on the show with us. Should be really exciting. But for the Broncos Pod, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
How long's it been since you and I rolled out the truck and took a country drive? Now understand that you need some time. I know some landmarks we used to hit where flying cotton would stick to your lips. Take you back one last time down the cotton.